You probably know Tamar Braxton as a famous singer, as part of the Braxtons, and also as a solo artist.
If you're like me, you might also know her as a talk show host for The Real or as a reality star because she won Celebrity Big Brother.
And now Tamar is bringing fans along the journey to being her best self on her new podcast, Under Construction.
2020 has been a wild ride for Tamar, and she's showing fans a different side of the TV persona that they think they know.
On Under Construction, Tamar is telling her story her way and giving her honest, upfront perspective for the first time since leaving Braxton Family Values.
So listen to Under Construction with Tamar Braxton right now on your favorite podcast app.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Brofs. I'm Ronnie Karam. That over there is Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's up?
How's it going, honey? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. I am here. I'm pivoting into Thanksgiving mode, even though it's going to be a Thanksgiving for two, because we're being good and we're not going to go out into the world. And I'm like ready. I have turkey on the brain, and I'm excited. This is a fun week.
Yes, I always love a holiday week. Today is Real Housewives of Potomac Day. We also posted a new Dwell Hello episode for those of you on Stitcher Premium. House Hunters International, my big fat Greek house hunt. Okay? So we posted that on Stitcher Premium. And then for our regular premium people over at Patreon, we just recorded an Emily in Paris episode for episode 6. That goes up Wednesday. And guess what else we're going to do today after this? We are going to go talk to one of our new friends. Well, not new, but like new friend, Marge from Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're going to be on her show this week.
Caviar dreams and a tuna fish budget. Okay. So she came onto our podcast about a week ago, and now we're going out to her podcast. We're very excited. So everyone keep an eye out for that because that's coming out, I believe, on Wednesday. It'll be so good. It'll be great. It'll be for jugglers. Yeah.
You scratch my back and I'll throw your husband in the pool. All right. Your husband's in the pool. So we're excited to do that. So go check out her show, OBS. And
we also have a full, by the way, just because it's Thanksgiving does not mean that we are slowing down by any means. We have a full slate of episodes this entire week on Thanksgiving. I guess Thanksgiving is our Orange County day. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. You get an Orange County recap. And then on Friday, we have Salt Lake City, I guess. I think that's generally what it is. But you're gonna get 5 full shows this week from us. So don't you worry. There's content to go around.
And if you need extras, go get the bonus episodes. What the hell? That's also where you will get our videos. We do a couple videos a week. Go check them out, okay? Today is Real Housewives of Potomac. Pretty fun episode, as usual. I mean,
it was. It felt like last week's episode and this week's episode could have been rolled into one. I felt like they kind of stretched it out a little bit. It was sort of like, again, it was one of those episodes. I would say most of this episode was them getting into a car, going someplace, having a drink, going back to the hotel lobby, going from the hotel lobby to the pool, from the pool to the lobby, from the lobby to dinner. It was sort of like just watching me on vacation.
Yes. You know? Well, I just wrote in between every scene, who's going to FaceTime home next? Because it's like, get in the car. Robin FaceTimes her kid. Get in the car. Wendy FaceTimes her husband. Get in the car. Somebody FaceTimes somebody.
They were basically like, it was like we had a carrot dangling on a stick, and that carrot, it was 2 carrots. One carrot was, what's Karen's reaction going to be when she finds out she's not on Robin's website? And second, what's Candace's reaction going to be once Ashley reveals that she made a statement against her for Monique? And so I think I personally thought that there was going to be a lot more drama this episode, and so turns out there wasn't. But that's fine. It's still a fun show.
Yeah. So, previously, Robin in a turban. Okay, so that's what happened previously. And Robin decided to leave Karen out of her very important embellished photo shoot for the bowl caps that nobody really needs in their life.
Yeah.
The old lady shoebox greetings card. Maxine from Shoebox Greetings.
Maxine hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we start the episode with Ashley still talking to Giselle and Robin by the pool about how she's going to be, you know, potentially risking her relationship with Candace by having made this statement for Monique.
LOL at risking her relationship. They hate each other.
They do.
They made up like 2 seconds ago and they still don't like each other. So who cares? But Giselle's like, so clearly, yeah, you don't want to ever have a relationship with Candace. No.
Well, if... yeah, no. And by the way, who would want that either?
Yeah, Candace
so far,
sucks.
We have yet to find any redeeming like qualities about her.
Yeah, Candace sucks. You can't hit her. You shouldn't hit her. But she still sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like a really poisonous... Okay, my analogy is getting away from me. I was going to say like a poisonous frog that annoys
that
you. What about
it's
a poisonous
girl,
tree
it's a girl
frog?
And it's that girl who's always crying in Claire's, but she's always getting like a new piercing, so she always has a new reason to cry in fucking Claire's and her stupid hats, her stupid felt hats in Claire's. That's who she is. She's like, you know what? Today I'm going to be a big girl and get a piercing, another piercing. Claire, come with me, Ronnie. It's not going to be anything. It's going to be totally fun day. And then the second that thing goes in, it's like, oh! And then it's a whole day of like taking care of this girl who insisted on getting another damn ring in her ear just so she can get some attention from you and ruined your whole day at the mall when you were 13. So thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Not very specific person in Ronnie's life.
Yeah. Sumlin Park Mall. Thanks a lot. So Ashley's like, well, if that's how she wants to take it. And they're like, she can't take it any other way. You're literally going to write defense of Monique. So
yeah. So then Ashley's like, well, then she could just call it even. Like, it's done. It's even. She attacked me with a butter knife, and this is this, and now we're done. It's even. Just so Giselle's like, y'all are even?
Yeah, and I'm just repeating that because I'm going to be repeating it over and over later when I'm throwing you under the bus. So you're saying you are even.
Yeah. So then Ashley's like, well, I'm going to tell her tomorrow after the party that we have. And Robin goes, with the whips and the chains? I'm like, wait, what? Whips, chains, the statement, confessional, what, huh? There's a lot happening.
So then we find out they're having an S&M party, a dominatrix party. Who doesn't want to go to a dominatrix party with just their friends? Just their girlfriends that they're not going to be having sex with later.
And who loves doing that in a foreign country, which means that you had to use your precious bag space to pack a whole costume for one night and some props, too. Who doesn't love that?
So Ashley's like, hell yeah, I'm waiting till the last second because I can just get on a plane. Yeah, but you're getting on a plane with Candace. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you need to rethink this whole thing.
Yeah, should have maybe waited until they were back in Potomac.
I said, don't even say anything. Just wait for the blogs to come out.
Or that, too. Might as well. It'll just be more fun that way.
Yeah.
Because that way Candace could have a scene like... Well, what happened is if she waited for the blogs to come out, then we would have a scene where Candace is at home and she's stacking plates on her table, which is what she does these days. And then she'd get an alert and be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then she could fold up a napkin into a square and be like, I can't believe that she's doing this. And then she could call Chris on speaker and say, Ashley's making a statement. And he can go, really? She's like, yes, it's ridiculous. And
well,
that would be the whole scene.
You're just in charge of controlling your own self, not other people. Oh, you're such a good husband.
It's every Candace scene. Starts with stacking plates, ends with a call with Chris where he's totally like, ugh, this again?
Yeah, and then you just hear a bunch of plates break. He's like, I told you to stay out of my restaurant, Candace. So Wendy is, again, screaming off her balcony at sunrise. Good morning! I would kill her. What kind of hotel neighbor does that?
I don't know. I think she's never been in a hotel. She's like, she's ridiculous. So she's in the lobby and she's like, bon dia. And then finally, it's like the producers like had to actually stop the screen and put on below saying, this is Catalan, not Portuguese. Because I think maybe either they got complaints or they were just in a position where they're like, we know she's saying it wrong. Please don't tweet us anymore.
Please stop tweeting at us. Well, I looked it up to see if it really was, and it was. It said, "I think bom dia with an M is Portuguese,
right? But Wendy was saying bon dia.
I mean, I guess you don't learn things from Housewives shows. You may not learn things from Housewives shows, but you do Google. You do learn things from Googling the wrong shit that they say on Housewives shows. Yeah. See everybody?
Exactly.
Hugs.
Hugs. So Wendy meets up with Karen, and Karen's like, well, I woke up at 4 a.m. I didn't get a lot of sleep. When I did sleep, I slept well, but I woke up at 4 a.m. I woke up thinking about Ray and how I soldiered up for him. Wow, it keeps me up late at night soldiering.
And Wendy's just stuck there with her with nothing to say, so she goes, OMG. Like, wow, you two are yeah. You two are making some serious chemistry there together, all right. So everyone starts coming down into the lobby. It's the lobby gather scene, okay? So Ashley's like, is everyone ready for natural spring water? I'm going to pee. So just even hearing about getting in a pool makes her have to pee. So she goes to pee. And then Candace is like, I don't know about Ashley, but on this trip, I'm ready to let bygones be bygones. I'm open to a friendship as long as there's some semblance of positivity.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. So then Karen is like, Candace is pressed that there's no chlorine in this water that we're going to at the springs. And Candace is like, it's dirty water. Giselle's like, well, my vagina has handled non-chlorine water. And they're like, and you made it? And you made it? And she's like, yes, I made it through. Wow, it's fine. It's a natural spring.
Candace says, that means my vagina is at stake.
We'll bring some chlorine pellets just for you.
Imagine how the spring feels.
I know. Imagine those fish that are in there.
Yeah. So then it's the van. So who's going to call home? It's Robin. She's like, ooh. And then they get to this natural spring. And Robin's like, is it ocean water?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's ocean water with natural but microbial benefits.
Yeah. So Karen tests the water and it's really cold, but she's gonna trick everyone and tell them that it's really warm.
Yeah. So and when she dips her toe in the water, she's been there, done that, check that off the list. Like, okay, it was not that big of an accomplishment. But then she's like, well, my feet are frostbitten. Don't tell them. She's like, oh, it's lovely. It's wonderful. It was great. It was like going back to Great Falls, Virginia, full of fond memories of when I lived there.
And then we see Ashley, like, dipping her toes and getting in. And Candace goes, don't drown. And then we get a photo shoot. They all make wacky postcards posting against the ocean backdrop. And
I have to say about those postcards, it was like this weird thing where, like, they would each take, like, a photo and then it would say something like, Portugal or wish you were here. And then when Karen did it, it said, missing you, Ray. Which I don't know why I thought was funny, because that would be exactly what Karen's postcard would be. Just big letters that say, missing you, Ray. Just to prove the point that she is, like, soldiering up for a man.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to get home and make sweet, sweet love to you, Ray. Sexy, sexy times. Mwah. It's like the longest postcard ever.
Yeah.
So Robin's like, well, this water isn't warm. Gosh, you tricked us, Karen. Oh.
Yeah. And then there's Candace just dancing on a rock. And then they like settle down onto some chairs and Ashley starts pumping and Karen goes, whoa! She does that noise that she makes every now and then.
And then Wendy's like, Candace, are you going to sing? Because Candace is like, making warm-up sounds while she's flipping through her phone. And they're like, uh-oh. Are you going to sing now? And she's like, well, I want to show you the go-go version that I did with G. And they're like, oh, wow. And Ashley goes, so it was kind of a ballad before you did this? Right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And Giselle's like, well, anything should be better than the original I See You Are. Because that one was like, ah.
And so they're like, perform it. Perform it like you're in a music video, Candace. And so she does. And she's like singing this romantic song. And then she's like twerking through it. And they're like slow motion on her twerk. Her ass cheeks just clapping together. Wow.
But also like, yeah.
The song is so romantic.
But also like all these like cheesy transitions. Like it's a 1990s like homemade video. So.
That needed more deer. I will say that.
It did. I like, though, that in the middle of this music video, there was, like, a shot of Ashley with her, like, pumping machines on her boobs, just, like, bopping along. Yeah. You know? So Ashley goes to the bathroom again, And Giselle tells Candace that she's like, I'm proud of you. You held your composure last night. You were not the immature little brat that we've come to know.
And meanwhile, Karen's like, how do I reenact the Titanic? Like, stop pretending you're Kate Winslet. Why is everybody Kate Winslet in the Titanic? You are not Kate Winslet. You are Kathy Bates in the rowboat leaving all the poor people to drown. Okay.
I know Titanic really ruined railings. Like, now, like, literally, like, we will never be able just to have a quiet railing moment. There's always going to be someone who's going to press up against it and say, I'm the king of the world. And the way Karen does it, she's like, I want to reenact Titanic. And she just sort of like listlessly unfurls her arms like a very sad Kate Winslet who's just been like, I guess I'll do this. I guess I'll get on the front of an enormous boat and say I'm the king of the queen of the world.
Yeah, the one time I went on a cruise, I went to the front of the boat and I just kind of looked over and I went, I'm the king of the world. It's like you have to do it, you know?
It's the worst.
Yeah. So then Candace and Jiz keep talking and Candace is like, how are you and Karen? I'm looking at Karen very differently right now. She's like, as you should, do you trust her? Dump, dump, dump. Commercial break. And then we come back to find out, no, Candace is going to cut off her legs. And she's like, just kidding. I think I'm figuring it out. I was like, oh, glad we had a commercial.
I know. I'm like, glad we had some sort of like artificial cliffhanger there about whether or not Candace trusts Karen. Candace feels like she's been wronged, very, very wronged, and Karen is trying to make it all okay with Monique, and it's like, and Candace is like, since I've been physically attacked, I'm not sure she's been honest with me about her thoughts. I don't feel the full weight of her support, and that is bothersome. I'm like, I mean, I get it. You wanna feel like your friend is there for you, but also you have escalated this entire fight to such an insane degree that I think Karen is within her rights to be like, I'm not sure I'm gonna co-sign on this part of it.
Yeah, I can't with Candace. So they go upstairs to take a picture, and then they get ice cream by the pool. And that's like, let's go in the van. Who's gonna call home? Okay, let's have some ice cream now.
Let's watch them walk down an enormous lobby staircase for 30 seconds.
And they're talking about how pretty the pool is. If you get up in the morning, you can sit by the pool. And Candace, just so we don't forget Candace's big storyline, everybody, she's like, I'm not a morning person, but maybe I will be when I have a baby, which I am considering.
Just want to remind all the jurors that I'm someone who maybe wants to have a baby, and I was attacked.
I could have been trying to have a baby, and that is the point.
Do you know how my maybe baby would have been affected by my hair being pulled? I just hope everyone realizes. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, it's Giselle's turn to call home. So she tells Grace. She's like, Grace, I put a snake in her bed. She screamed so loud. Grace is like, can I hang up now?
She's like, I literally don't care about this. I have to do a shift at Arizona's, a restaurant I didn't even want to have. And now I am an owner of for some reason.
Yeah. So it's time for a getting ready scene. Everybody's getting ready for night 3. And Wendy's glass door in her room just keeps rumbling and she keeps trying to stop it. This is the biggest plot to me. I'm like, why do they put those glass doors in there? It seems unsafe.
I know. And then Karen has a really intense moment because she stands up or something and her compact falls on the floor. It's like, oh no! And then she picks it up. She's like, oh good, I thought I broke my compact.
And now it's time for me to FaceTime home. Ray, 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 Ray. And Ray is just staring at the phone screen like he is so confused.
He's like, what happened to my Candy Crush?
He's like, why is the toast talking to me? He's like, Ray, let me show you my dress. You can get hot and bothered. Look, it's a C intermingled with another C. Ray, I have a confession. I have a confession, Ray. We're doing Dominatrix Night, Ray. I'm making up to do with you, Ray. Sexy, sexy, Ray. Ray, Ray, Ray. Ray's like, you have the wrong number?
Why is the phone talking to me? So
she takes the phone and puts it down under her dress. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, is that Madeira? No, Ray, that's in between my legs. Oh, I thought it was a scenic vista. Well, it sort of is, Ray.
So intimacy is important. I remember when it just took a feather and a handcuff to turn him on. Now the feather is dried up and the handcuff is rusty.
I didn't even know that feathers could dry up, but they did dry up. Like a dried up feather.
Yeah, I think the trouble was wet feathers.
Yeah, that was the issue all along.
Yeah.
So now, guess what? You know what we should, you know what would be really awesome would be if we had another scene where they all get into a car. And guess what? That's what they do. They get in the car, and now they're at a restaurant, and oh my God, there's blankets. So they sit down.
Salsa! And I was like, that's the new hip guy of Portugal. Salsa! New hip! Salsa! New hip!
Oh, I thought you meant he was like the new, hip, as in like a hip person saying salsa! And that made him hip.
Oh, he's like Emily from Real Housewives of Orange County going, new hip!
New hip!
He's like, salsa!
So the waiter comes over and asks if everyone wants. He's like, they're talking about the special drink of the house. It's a 10-year Cercial or something like that. And so everyone's like, I'll have the Cercial. I'll have the Cercial. I'll have the Cercial. And Cameron goes, I'll have the champagne. He goes, I'm like, wow, they're really trying to find the drama in here somewhere. Like, she chose not to have the Cercial.
They really are. And they're all willing to come after Karen, like, literally for doing nothing. Like, they're just coming at her for fun. Wendy's
Which
like,
is great.
Oh, Karen, I'm so glad to see you drinking. So, is your ulcer suggestive then? And she's like, no, I had medication before. Thank you, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you, Wendy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then Giselle, in the interview, Googles what happens if you have champagne with an ulcer. And she goes, one glass of champagne can kill you if you have an ulcer.
Just say you got so wasted with us that you made an ass out of yourself. Just say that, because that's what it is. I don't think you want to get people Googling, okay? Because if we're going to start Googling your storyline, we can find out who this preacher lady is that Jamal's dating. Ma'am, leave my Karen alone.
Yeah, and everyone knows never Google medical things, no matter what. Because even if you're Googling about someone else's, it's going to eventually, like, you're going to be the one who's going to be paranoid, okay? That's why I don't Google. Last week, I had, like, this, like, bump in my mouth, like a little lump. And I was like, Ben, it's probably something very normal. But of course, in my mind, I'm like, it's oral cancer. And then I went to the dentist and I was like, just so you know, there's like a lump in the cheek that I thought maybe you should check out. She goes, oh yeah, it's a canker sore. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm gonna go home
a
now.
Killer canker sore. A canker sore that's gonna kill me. She's like, nope, just pretty no. Run of the mill, avoid tomatoes.
It's just a canker sore. But it's dangerous. Hmm. No. So, yeah. A little digression, but I thought everyone would like to know the story about my canker sore that almost killed me.
So Candace asks if everybody has trouble communicating with their spouses long distance. And Robin's like, one gets grumpy. Karen's like, yeah, men don't like talking on the phone. Neither do vaginas, apparently. I handed my vagina the phone. It said, nothing.
Well, there's not much for Ray to say at that point when the phone's up your skirt, you know? Just like, he's like, are we still connected? And Candace is like, well, Chris doesn't like talking on the phone. He just doesn't like talking on the phone. Or in person, or really ever. I think he just doesn't like me, maybe. She didn't say that, but that's where I took it. That's where I took it.
So they're like, Robin's like, does anybody send sexy pictures to their man? I do. And everyone's like, Robin, you're so bad. And Candace has never sent one. So they're like, whip out a titty right now and let's send it. So she's like, you better cover me with this blanket. So they whip out a blanket somehow from somewhere.
Well, they had blankets, remember? It was cold. They had blankets on the chairs.
Oh, so a cold blanket. And then they just start like dressing, you know, putting it all around her.
And it's like, she's taking a picture. I guess a boob is down. I don't think both are, but just a boob. And she takes a picture of like one boob out and send it to Chris. And he writes back, y'all are so dumb. Because you just had to imagine it was probably a really weird angle. Like you can't really get a good high angle on that. And you probably can see it's like a restaurant. And that's probably like, you can see some of the napkin being held up.
Yeah.
Just don't feel like it was the sexiest photo.
So then Robin is just looking around, biting her finger. She's like, everyone's enjoying one another, but at some point Ashley has to come clean about that letter.
And then the music is like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, you guys are really trying to force that cliffhanger there. Cause we go to commercial.
Yeah, and then we come back, and I thought it was going to be Robin, you know, starting some mess. But instead, nope, it's let's go on motorcycles.
Yeah. So there it's the morning, they're waking up. Candace is reading a post-it that says, "You are in control." She's like, "Yes, I am."
God. My note for this scene was, "Can you FaceTime on a motorcycle? Because this gas is in trouble if you can't."
Yeah, seriously. So they get on sidecars and motorcycles, and Karen's like, "Giddy up, horsey! Giddy up, giddy up! I was raised on a farm, so I know what a horse is."
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then they go to La Poncha Palace. And Giselle's like, "Do you have different kinds of poncha?" They're like, "Yeah." So they go through the different kinds and then get a really strong drink. And Wendy's like, "Oh, wow, look at you, Karen, drinking again. You drinking, Karen. You haven't had a drink all week, Karen. And that's why you drink milk, right, to code." Hey, Wendy, shut your trap. What the hell? Why are you
At
even
least
in
she's
this?
trying. At
Leave her
least she's
alone.
trying. No, I will push back because she's trying and she knows that if anyone's gonna make a ridiculous scene about something stupid, it's gonna be Karen. So she's throwing quarters at her head, at her forehead, waiting for her to finally react. And because she knows once she does, it'll be great.
Karen's like, "I see the bait and I'm not eating that worm." So Robin takes over since that was a fail. So Robin's like, "Well, I'd just like to announce that my website is live now. Some of you all look like Naomi Campbell." And everyone starts looking at themselves on their phones. They're like, "Oh my God, yes, me, I'm so hot."
Yeah.
And Karen doesn't even look. Like, she knows this is coming. She's the only one not looking on a phone. And
Yeah.
Candace is like, "Where's Karen?" And she's like, "Oh, well, Karen's pics didn't really turn out that great. When I looked at it, I felt it didn't really match the rest of the website. You're old. You're old.
Yeah.
You're old and probably gonna die soon, so."
Karen goes, "I'm good. I'm good." And then we go to her in the interview, and she's holding Karen, Robin's hat, and then she sort of tosses it away and goes, "Thank you. Next." And I was like, that was funny and all, but like this has been like a 3 to 4 episode arc with these hats about like the photo shoot, and then the photos came back, and then it turns out Karen's aren't bad. And then what are we gonna say to Karen? And it just culminates in this tossing the hat out.
Well, Karen isn't gonna just give them some cheap fight because it's so boring. She's gonna wait. You know, Karen is older, and one thing you learn how to do as you age is to marinate. You know, the meat is better after you just let it marinate. Trust me, this will be here in 2 episodes. So, like,
That's
and
true.
you
And the hat.
And you with your hats.
Yeah. Well, she'll get her revenge. She'll probably do something and exclude Robin. That's where it's going to really pop up. She's like, "Well, you left me out of your website, so I'm going to leave you out of my launch for cucumber seeds, which I'm now selling at hardware stores."
The cucumbers come out with little wigs on them, smelling like the Dom. So they get back to the hotel and go sit at a table, another
at the
table.
pool, back at the pool.
Any FaceTimes? Ashley actually asked. Anybody FaceTiming anybody?
Yeah.
And Giselle's like, "Yes, I FaceTimed Jamal when we were zooming down the road, and he couldn't hear me, but he was saying, 'Thumbs up, because I look so good.'" Nah.
And then we get like a flashback. I believe we got a flashback of her FaceTiming him and then him saying, "I can't hear." I'm like, thanks for illustrating that story. I was a little concerned. I was like, wait, she called him and then he couldn't hear? I think I need to see that play out to really understand what happened.
So she starts her whole, "Well, we're in a beautiful space because we communicated." And then we see their car ride where it's like the weirdest communication ever. And he's like, "I was just waiting for you. This is the first time you've ever said anything about liking me again," or whatever. And she's like,
Yeah.
"But in the past, I haven't been the best communicator, and I'm working towards what I feel, because I am a work in progress." Dun, dun, the old
You know
Bravo work in progress, eh?
You know what, Giselle, don't take on that, because you want to talk about bad communication. How about the bad? I'll give you an example of bad communication. When you're married to a wife, but then cheat on her, and you're not telling her that you're cheating on her. That's
Yeah.
bad communication. When you
Yeah.
sleep with the wrong, when you sleep with the woman who's not your wife, that's bad communication.
Yeah, I would just leave that in his court. Leave the bad
Yeah.
communication in his
Yeah,
court.
don't put that on yourself.
So everybody is there now. Everybody joins in their swimwear. Mm-hmm. And they order drinks and stuff. And Kira's like, I have something I want to share, ladies. I want to share that I have a wig lines. Aren't you proud? I'm so proud. Anybody? Anybody proud?
No one says anything. They just all look down at their drinks.
Giselle's like, every 5 seconds, Karen's popped up with a new line. La Dame, you know, cucumber seeds, and now this. So Karen's like, well, I want to invite you all to the wig shift party. It's wig shift with a bang party that I'm going to have. Bang, get it? Because wigs have bangs on them sometimes. Think about it. Just think about it.
She tells us, I don't promise. I execute. So did you see this clip going around of Karen on Wendy Williams?
No.
It's so good. It's so good.
What
so
happened?
She goes on Wendy Williams, and Wendy's like, well, I thought that that was kind of mean of them to leave you out of this hat shoot thing. And she goes, oh, yes, that's Robin. Age shaming again. Well, let's see. Robin's 40. A hard 40. She's a hard 40. And Wendy's like, ooh. And then it changes to, Karen just starts reading. And she goes, she moves on to Giselle. And she's like, oh, yes, Giselle, you know, saying how great of a businesswoman she is when every Hue Beauty is dead. They went bankrupt. They're liquidated. They're at no stores now. So whatever. At least I have a business.
I had no idea that that happened.
Yeah. So, watching this, I was like, ooh, Giselle, Karen has a new business every 5 seconds. Well, at least she has one, sucka.
Wow. I mean, but like every Hue Beauty looked like it was on a path. I mean, they were in like real stores and everything. I guess that's why we were focusing on Giselle's book this season and not the every Hue Beauty.
Yeah, we haven't heard of that this season, but I didn't look it up, so I don't know how true any of that is. I can't imagine she would say that if it wasn't true, but...
Right.
Who knows? But it was just funny watching Karen go off on them after watching this show.
Yeah. So Robin asks Karen if she's inviting Monique to the wig shift. And Karen's like, no, I'm not. You know, it's not a good thing for everyone to be around her. So she will not be at the party whatsoever. Do not worry about her showing up on next week's episode at the wig shift party. That's just something that will not happen at all.
So she leaves. She's like, okay then, bye. It's like everyone's kind of a dick about her wig line, so she's like, see ya. And then the scene ends. It's like, no, guys, come on. Do we have to teach you how to do a housewife show? One lady leaves, then you guys talk shit for 15 minutes and give us something.
Seriously. I was like, what's happening? So now it's nighttime, and Giselle's in a dominatrix outfit thing, and she's got a cat of nine tails, and she's like whipping a chair, and then Trixie is very sexual. She's like, this is a game of physical domination. This is a game of dot dot dot. This is a game of physical domination. I was like, okay.
With the dot sexy?
That's right, they were, Paul. Keep the dots in.
All right, you know, Madonna had an erotica phase. I have the game of domination phase. All right, let's hit again, Paul. Let's get that one. Let's get that track sealed and done.
Physical domination. So Giselle and Ashley FaceTime. The biggest star of the show is FaceTime. And they're getting this party together for tonight because they're the hostesses. And Giselle goes up and she's dressed in her sexy dom outfit. And she drops a napkin and she's like, I cannot bend over to pick that up.
Yeah, she can't get it. So Ashley shows up sort of dressed just like Giselle, but she sort of has pasties on that we can kind of see. And she says there's going to be some games, and they're going to reveal things about each other based on the questions. I'm like, oh God, this is starting to feel very Married to Medicine, like go on vacation and play some games, but it's really like group therapy, you know? So yeah. I was getting a little worried.
And one of their props is a big dildo cover, and they have to cover it in an eggplant emoji. So you just see this the rest of the episode, there's a huge eggplant emoji that just keeps wavering over the scene. And I love the poor person that was assigned to it, because they did a very good job of like diggling it, you know,
rotating it. Mm-hmm.
You know, there is one person in charge of the final cut eggplant emoji.
Yeah, they did a great job. Great work. So then Giselle's asking Ashley to about the statement thing and when she's going to tell Candace, and like the plan is to tell Candace after the games are done, because God forbid the games get ruined, because they're going to be so interesting and hilarious for all of us.
So all the girls start coming in, and they're dressed all sexy. And every time a new one comes in, they're like, oh, my God, you look amazing. Oh, my God, you are so sexy. Oh, my God, you are heaven. And then Karen walks in, and Robin's like, you look like Cruella de Vil.
And Karen goes, and you look like a whore on a street corner, but I ain't saying anything about that.
Like, that's the point, Karen.
Well, you all look like a bunch of sluts dressed up like you're about to whip some sort of man in a mask. I mean, what is this? What is this, a slut party? It's like, Karen, it's a dominatrix party, Karen.
And a riding crop. What are we driving again? So Candace shows up in a Catwoman mask. And yeah. Everyone's like, oh my God, Candace wins. Giselle says this for everything. She goes, Candace wins. Just keeps saying it all night. So then Ashley's like, well, Candace is a little more comfortable in this costume than I thought.
Yeah. And then Karen is drinking champagne again. And then they're like, Karen, play with a penis. You haven't played with a penis. So she, like, because there's like a dildo that's like on the table, like stuck on the table in front of her. So she like backslaps it like a, psh. And she goes, we're good. I played with it.
So now it's time for the games, guys. This is all about honesty.
Karen, where on your body is your favorite place to be touched?
My vagina.
I'm like, whoa, okay.
And yeah, everyone right else there. Is like, my neck? Well, my lower back.
And when was the last time you gave a blowjob?
And everyone's like, oh, right before I came here. Oh, yeah, last night. Maybe 2 weeks ago or whatever. And then Karen's like, honestly, I've retired my mouth. Hmm? I've had a lot on my plate for the past 2.5 years.
Well, that's what the mouth is for. She's like, yes. And we had a retirement tour. It was really wonderful. Booked 19 cities across America for the retirement of my mouth tour. And now it is retired. Shall not be used anymore.
And Giselle's like, does Ray want everyone to know she hasn't slobbed the knob for over 2.5 years? Probably not. Nah. But I'm a big proponent of, if you're not doing it, someone else is. Okay, stop making it the woman's fault that the man is cheating.
Again. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that mentality. It's wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. It's not the woman's fault, okay? If she wants to rest her mouth, she can rest her mouth for a little bit.
So how much do you masturbate? Karen's like, not enough.
Yeah.
And basically they talk about how much they jerk off or whatever. And Ashley's like, well, with pregnancy, things changed. And then some of them were more horny when they were pregnant. And some of them were less horny, but most were more horny. And then Karen. Robin's like, I was so horny when I was pregnant. One time I went to get a massage and I was like, I have to get out of here.
And then Karen shares her masturbation story, which is like, well, I have a pillow fetish. I like the pillows around me, and one in particular is my favorite. So everyone's like, wait, what? Huh? And they're like, is it a vibrating pillow? Yes, it's a vibrating pillow. And like, well, do you dry hump it? She's like, no, I don't dry hump it, but I lay the pillow there and it's no longer dry. And they're like, oh, Karen. playing this game wrong.
It's no longer dry. Can I get a shot, please? Can I please get a shot?
I love Karen's like bed of vibrating pillows. I didn't even know that was a thing, a vibrating pillow.
I know. Karen can never decide. You know, she comes down like, oh, a dildo. Oh, really? Classless. Like, that's her attitude through most of it. And then it's like,
and then I come all over a pillow. It's like, what?
So they get up and dance and, you know, have sexy time. And there's, like, lots of quick music video cuts. And then Candace is just crawling all around. You know, like, it finally gets yeah. Karen, and then Giselle says again, Candace wins! yeah. Giselle's just keeping score for every little thing.
And the music's like, I'm famous. Do you see me on TV? I was like, we are really, really trying to stretch this yeah. content here.
So then after, Giselle's like, anyone want to share a kinky story? And Candace is like, well, Ashley would have the most kinky, I'm sure. And so they're like, so yes, the story of you being in Ibiza and you picked up a stray on the street. She's like,
well, I can't tell you too much because I respect my husband. But we were at a concert venue and I saw a pretty lady and she saw me and then we danced and then she put her hand down my pants. And like, whoa.
Wendy's like, did she wash her hands? Because my only thought is dirty hands on my vagina.
Yeah. I mean, poor Candace. And she's like, did they put chlorine down there first? So then they're all just like joking. And Robin, who knows fully what Ashley's plan is, goes, I feel like this is the first time ever that a group doesn't have real tension amongst each other. I'm like, do you forget that a member of your group is literally in a different country right now because there's so much tension, it's heading to the courts.
Yeah. And Ashley's like, well, okay. Well, look, I just want to be transparent with you, Candace. You're my friend, so I want to be honest. And Wendy's like, well, that's good. That's such a good thing to say, that you're friends. And she's like, so I want you to hear it from me. Monique asked me to write a statement, and I did it because I'm worried about what could happen to her. And she's like, you're worried about what happens to her?
Yeah. And Wendy's like, well, is this statement a statement to say how good Monique is? And Ashley's like, well, I was told to write what was seen publicly. So I wrote about what happened at the house and, you know, with the butter knife and what happened on social media and at the reunion. And Wendy's like, so basically it was to assassinate Candace's character. And Ashley's like, no, it doesn't hurt Candace. It doesn't hurt Candace, which, it sort of does hurt her. But at the same time, Candace did all this stuff on camera and if Ashley wasn't going to say it, they just have to roll the footage. Roll that beautiful bean footage, Ronnie.
So Wendy's like, yes, it does. They're trying to weaken her case by saying she has a temperament that someone would get physical with her. I'm like, she does. Like, how often has she been held back from fighting?
Her own mother hit her with a bag in the face.
Now so I'm not saying people. It's warranted.
You can't hit people, okay? Everyone stop. Put down your fists, okay? Yeah. We're not saying it's okay.
Yeah, but it makes me crazy because everybody is like, well, you can't do this. I mean, she can do it because she's just going to the police over something that actually happened. Well, all this stuff actually happened too. So if she can tell the truth, then so can Monique. None of this is lies. We've seen it's on TV, guys.
Yeah, I feel like there's been almost like a normalization of this case against Monique. And we all agree that Monique never should have like come so hard, attacked Candace, been violent with Candace. We all agree. I think our mindset is that like everyone has to be accountable for their actions. And in this case, Monique's actions were way worse than what Candace did. But that being said, Candace still did contribute to this overall situation. And I don't know why I'm like why I'm debating this like very obvious point. But the larger point is that let's not forget that it was a bad fight. It was terrible, potentially even traumatic. But now Candace has now turned into a legal thing, which is like so above and beyond really what that situation merits in my point of view. Who knows? You know, I wasn't in the fight. So like I feel like what's being lost here is this idea that this case is ridiculous. And so talking about like whether or not it was like a good thing for Ashley to write a statement, it's like, who cares about the statement? This whole case is so like it's crazy. This is a crazy case. This is a stupid case. It's wasting everyone's time. It'll probably get thrown out. I don't remember what happens, but it'll probably get thrown out. It's like you really are gonna potentially send someone to jail over this. Like Monique was in the wrong, but like in a world where we have a jail system that is like overcrowded anyway, are we really going to go down this path? Are we really going down this path? Please stop me before I rant any further, Ronnie.
So Giselle is like, well, the fact that they would even ask you when you weren't even there is questionable. But she knew you would do it based on your friendship. And she's like, yeah, we're friends. And Candace is like, oh, really? Because she's talked cash money shit about you to me, her and her husband. And she's like, well, what I care about is actions. And she's my friend. And she's like, she's playing the dog shit out of you. And she's like, well, look, you know, my statement compared to everybody else's, I'm sure that mine doesn't hold much weight. And Robin's like, yeah, but you said that you wrote it as revenge.
Okay, Robin. Well, now, I mean, listen, we can't be mad. All episode long, we're like, why aren't they bringing the drama? And now Robin is like, you said it was revenge. It's like, that's a lie, Robin. Why are you speaking up right now?
And she's like, I didn't say revenge. And Giselle said, yes, you did. You said you're even now. And Wendy's like, well, that's fucked up. And Ashley is like, you were heinous to me and my husband. And Candace says, well, okay, I see you, Ashley. She will use anyone in this room to fuck with me. So don't say it doesn't affect me, because it does.
I don't think Monique is a master manipulator. I think Monique is like, oh shit, now you're going to like try to send me to jail. So I need to get someone, I need to get an ally. I don't think it's like, I don't think this is Cersei, you know, to do a callback to Game of Thrones. Oh, that was, I guess, an Emily in Paris. But either way, I don't think that this is like scheming Cersei. This is not Lady Macbeth over here. She's just like, fuck, I have this case and I need someone, I need to like have someone to stand up for me a little bit here. So I'm going to call on Ashley because she's the one I'm closest to.
Yeah. And again, because this stuff actually happened. If they're like, hey, you know, we need somebody to say that she does get in people's face and she does act like she's going to get physical all the time. So will you be my witness? And now she's like, sure, I hate the bitch. Like, why is everybody acting like that so surprising? And Wendy's like, well, that's some snake shit. And Ashley goes, what's sick? And she goes, no, I said, that's some snake shit. And she's like, well, if I'm saying it to the person's face, how am I being a snake? And she's like, because you saw an opening to get back at her and you move like that. That is some snake shit.
Mm-hmm. I think Candace would have done the exact same thing, by the way.
Yeah, so, by Candace the way, is... Wendy, you were the one pulling the knife out of Candace's hand that night, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I do agree, it is some snake shit. I'm just saying, I think Candace would do that snake shit as well. Like, they're saying it as if Candace wouldn't do that. So Candace is like, thank you. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for telling me. And Ashley's like, it was offensive, my friend. She goes, your friend. You're worried about the liar who cannot handle her mouth. And then I thought it was in her best interest to put her hands on me and then lie about it.
Because she couldn't take my mouth. Yeah, but your mouth is totally fine, right? So, yeah, she's going off now, you know, and she's, like, crying. She's like, fuck you, period. And now she's like, okay, I respect your opinion. And Robin goes, we were doing so good.
And Karen goes, well, it needed to be said. And then so Ashley leaves, and Karen says, what Monique did to you was absolutely wrong, and I begged her to apologize before the court, Candace.
And they all start yelling at her. They're like, whatever, Karen, come on. And Wendy's like, she's a grown woman. You shouldn't need to tell her that. And Karen's like, listen, she said she was wrong. And Candace is like, she's saying that to you because she knows she could go to jail. And she is bullshit. And I want you to know that. You do not see what I see. And Karen's like, well, I know some things that you don't know.
Square root of 49. How about that? Do you know that? 7? Damn it.
Damn it. All right. Now I know something else you don't know.
And what's green and walks through walls? Casper the Friendly Cucumber. Damn it, you know that joke too. Cucumber seeds.
So Candace is like, what, about the incident? And Giselle's like, we were there, Karen, okay? And I was cracking up because they're fighting, and there's crying, and Ashley walks off, and that eggplant is still just wobbling through the whole fight. Back and forth.
I didn't even notice. Just wobbling. Wobble, wobble, wobble. So Karen, Karen, okay, what do you know that everyone else doesn't know? She's like, I can't say. It's legal. So then we see that actually Karen is not necessarily bullshitting. She's seen Candace's statement. Candace showed it to her. And in the statement, Candace admitted that she, quote unquote, released the glass on Monique in self-defense, which is kind of funny. And Karen's like, she called it releasing. I'm waiting for her to tell the truth. Because I think part of it is that Candace hasn't, I guess, is Candace not been upfront about the fact that she... She hit her in the face
with a wine glass, and that's why Monique was bleeding. Right. And so she's saying that she released it, because if she doesn't admit it, I guess she would be lying, right?
But it's clearly like a... It's clearly like a slippery way with words, right?
Yeah,
I released the glass. It's like, what? What is that? You released the glass? Like, you just like dropped it on the ground and Monique's face happened to be in the way. It's like, no. Although, by the way, let's not forget, like during that moment when we saw that, like we understood that she was fully under attack, and like we were not like, I can't believe she's swinging that glass. We understood that she was like,
well, this isn't when scared. She was swinging it. So what happened first? This is what confuses me. Did she throw the glass of wine first and then Monique grabbed her hair?
Well, that's what Monique says.
And then
Monique,
she threw the glass. I mean, we've kind Monique of seen it a million says, times.
I know, but now we've sort of forgotten. Monique says that the glass of wine was thrown at her, and then she blacked out. It was self-defense. And when she came to, she was in by our hot tub or something. But no, but what happened was that Monique was the first one who really put her hands on Candace. And some people on the internet have like slow-mo'd it down and actually said that the first person to put hands on anyone was actually Giselle on Monique to pull her away. And Monique thought it was Candace and whatever. But Monique was the one who first attacked, and she attacked really intensely, and so she wouldn't let go, and that's why afterwards Candace was flailing with that broken wine glass, which was pretty scary.
No, because there was like a whole glass of wine in her face.
There was. I think that came after Monique. I believe, and I'm too lazy to go back, but I thought that Monique sort of tugged at the hair first, and that's when the wine.
She was like flicking her hair or whatever.
Yeah,
so she was flicking her. Went. She was like flipping her hair, and then oh God, we're only going to see this 30 more times in the next 2 weeks. I know. So I guess next week we'll watch more closely. But if the glass of wine went in her face first, then that's when she was slapped in the face with the wine glass. So that changes things.
Either way, Candace is saying she released the wine glass, which is just sort of it's very ambiguous language, and it's like a way to kind of like sneak out of a situation. And so, but now Candace is saying that Monique is a pathological liar, which I'm like, I don't think Monique is a pathological liar. But Karen's like, it should never have gotten to this place. And Candace goes, yes, it should have. And she's like, well, now it's in the judge's hands, and my hands are up. My hands are up.
Candace tells her, you have unmitigated gall. It's like, okay, Candace. So then Robin's like, so if she reached out to you now and said, this girl, this has gotten out of hand. I'm really sorry. She goes, no, it's too late. And Robin's like, yeah, I mean, you're probably more upset that she didn't reach out to you in the first place, right? It's like, you guys, doesn't she already have enough? Like, she doesn't need you to lead her. You know,
but then Candace says, yes. But Candace says, yes, I am more hurt that she didn't reach out. I'm like, okay, so she didn't reach out, so therefore you're going to now take this to the legal system. I just feel like this is just the epitome of a semi-frivolous suit. I mean, again, there was violence involved, so that's why I'm not saying it's fully frivolous. But it also feels like it was a bad fight and it was bullshit, and Monique was totally in the wrong, and like I just feel like this is a situation where the consequences don't necessarily have to be like played out in the legal system. I feel like this is something that could be handled here.
Yeah, so Candace is like, I wake up every day thinking, what is coming next? What is coming next? Like, okay, now. And so Giselle's like, Karen, hopefully you understand now why we can't stomach you defending her in any way. And she's like, I'm not defending, I'm neutral. And
I'm like a car slowly rolling down a hill that you thought you parked safely. I'm in neutral. Sliding away.
So everyone's like, good night, good night. Well, good night. And then that eggplant just is left there to whip on the screen. So fucking funny. Great eggplant work, editors.
Yeah. And Candace, of course, is really elevating herself in this situation. And she's like, I have been loyal to Karen more than anybody will ever know. And you're acting as if there's room to doubt. And that, to me, feels like strategy. I'm like, you're the one who you have a lawsuit. You have a case. There's nothing speaks of strategy more than bringing something to a court and then having to plead a case. That's literally strategy.
So Ashley goes to FaceTime Michael, and then Candace is calling Chris. And so Candace is telling him, tonight Ashley said she wanted to let me know she wrote a statement for Monique. She doesn't want Monique to go to jail. And her statement is to document how we interacted when she was in our home and at the reunion. And then Ashley's telling Michael what happened, and he's like, well, she's a liar, all right? I mean, you could have done a lot worse to her. She brandished a knife at you. That's criminal. I don't like that girl. I don't like her husband. Baby Dean, what do you have to say? I miss mommy's milk. Daddy's milk tastes like hair and cigarettes. Wah, 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 wah.
New mommy isn't as good as old mommy. New mommy keeps taking off her top. Wah, wah. All right, that's enough out of you, baby Dean.
And Candace is telling Chris, do you remember when we were sitting in the Samuels home and what was Monique saying? And he's like, well, she was talking shit about Ashley and saying she doesn't forgive that hoe and she doesn't give a shit about her or her husband. And she's like, she is a snake.
Yeah. And Chris is basically like, don't focus on the negative people. Focus on the ones who are on your team. Like, what's the name of that gay who always hangs out and says yes to everything you say? Think about him. He's great.
Cliff, would you please call Chris and remind him of your name?
Ring, ring. Cliff.
He just called. His name is Cliff. He does everything for me. He's my sunshine.
Well, looks like the drama will be ratcheting back up again next week when they come back to Potomac and Karen has her wig shift party and Monique shows up despite Karen saying that she wasn't going to have her there. And then Monique does show up and Karen hugs her and is like, oh, Monique. So that should be real fun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So that brings us to the end of Potomac, everybody. Go check out Marge's podcast this week. We're on there. Go check out the bonuses on Patreon and Stitcher Premium for some House Hunters recaps. We sure love you. We will be back mañana with Below Deck. All right?
Yeah, talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.